This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June 2018. We're talking no other than U308 Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UWEFF. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the president and CEO, Dr. Richard Spencer. Dr. Spencer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You guys are a Canadian exploration company that is focused on the discovery and development of mineral deposits that contain uranium and battery commodities. That being said, what's the biggest highlight or significant change since the last time you've been on the show that's happened to your company since June?
Everett, I think the main change has been the sort of market sentiment. I think that although the general sort of perception tends to be relatively negative towards uranium, the fundamentals are absolutely moving in the right direction, and we're starting to see the price respond to those fundamental drivers. I mean, you know, it's been an unbearable 10-year bear market, and many investors are simply worn out by the length of that bear market. But we've got some fundamental shifts, both on the demand side and the supply side. And, you know, the price of the spot price of uranium has now reached just under $27 per pound for the third time in a long sort of base development. And I think that we're going to see it breaking through that and breaking through that resistance at just around $27 a pound. And that is being driven by some really important developments that have happened on the demand side in uranium. The first is that the hedge funds are starting to move into the space. A company called Yellowcake PLC did an IPO in London, raised $200 million, and has bought about 8 million pounds of physical uranium. And the concept is to buy and hold. And they intend to raise another $100 million in the next little while and do exactly the same thing with that. There's another fund out of Australia called Tribeca Investment Partners that is doing the same thing, intends to raise about $100 million to buy physical uranium. And, you know, so we're seeing the hedge funds starting to come into a space that is traditionally held or occupied by the nuclear reactor companies, the utility companies that tend to be incredibly conservative, and you know their priority is just to buy the uranium and make sure that they have that fuel in stock, typically 3 to 5 years worth of stock, to feed into the reactor to make sure that the reactor doesn't run out of fuel. So we've got these two completely opposite ends of the spectrum starting to move back into the space. And in addition to that, Cameco, the world's second largest producer of uranium, not only has shut down the world's largest uranium mine indefinitely because of the low uranium prices, but Cameco is also going out into the marketplace and into the spot market, and it's going to be buying somewhere between 9 and 11 million pounds of uranium in the spot market. So not only is one having a supply withdrawn from the market, but there's this extra demand coming into the market. So the fundamentals of the uranium space are looking incredibly exciting, and you know one can take that with a pinch of salt, but the price is starting to react, and you know hopefully we finally this bear market that we've been in for the last 10 years.
You know, in addition to uranium in the 308 corporate portfolio, I know that you guys have battery metals as well. Can you tell us something about them and where we stand on that?
Yeah, the most exciting, and that is an incredibly exciting part of the portfolio. I mean, we have vanadium. We have a lot of vanadium, just under 200 million pounds worth. And the vanadium is principally used in the steel industry for strengthening steel. But it is increasingly being used in vanadium redox flow batteries. These are very, very large sort of industrial scale batteries. They have got a relatively high upfront cost, but they are guaranteed for 20 years. And at the end, so sort of 3 to 4 years, 3 to 4 times the life of a typical lithium-ion battery. And one of the other really positive things about these vanadium redox flow batteries is that at the end of the battery's 20-year life, the actual commodity has not degraded. That liquid that constitutes these batteries just gets pumped out and put into the new housing. And goes to constitute the next battery. So vanadium is incredibly exciting. And then on the lithium iron side, obviously nickel is being, the nickel price is rising. It's being driven quite a lot by battery demand. And even things like phosphate, which we also hold in our portfolio, that's being used to make the lithium-ion batteries more fire-resistant to make sure that they don't catch a light like some of the early models did. And also in the vanadium redox flow battery, adding a little bit of phosphate to that liquid doubles the amount of charge that battery can actually hold. So phosphate, which is obviously one of the main constituents of agricultural fertilizer, and that's its main market, is starting to get an application in the both the lithium-ion battery market and the vanadium redox flow battery market. So even something like the phosphate is in our portfolio, where it's mixed with these other battery commodities, can be considered a battery commodity on its own. So we're incredibly well positioned for the clean energy space, both on the uranium side and on the battery commodity side.
You've been listening to Dr. Richard Spencer, President CEO of U308 Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UWEFF. Also, if you want to know more about their company, you can go to their website. It's u308corp.com. Richard, let me ask you this. I've read that you guys kind of mentioned about frac sands in the 308 corporate materials. What is that all about?
Everett, it's one of these things we picked up opportunistically when we were looking for uranium in Argentina. In fact, we came across some frac sand. It's quite a big deposit, and Argentina has the Vaca Muerta shale basin that has some of the biggest both oil and gas reserves in the world. And, you know, Argentina has looked at what you guys have done in the U.S. with your frac revolution in becoming self-sufficient in both oil and gas through this technology. And, you know, Argentinians, and they're in desperate times again now, are looking for to generate as much revenue as they possibly can. And they're sitting on this massive oil and gas base, and all they need to do is apply the same technologies that have made the U.S. Oil and gas production so successful and so low cost. So we're in a sort of perfect storm situation there, where they really want this basin developed. It's starting to be developed, and they're calling for more and more frac sand to be pumped down these producing wells. And we are very, very well situated to to feed sand into that demand scenario. And so we're busy getting some studies together at the moment to demonstrate the sort of continuity of and the quality of that sand. We know that the quality is good. We know that it's apt for that basin. And, you know, it's just one of these things that has opportunistically, our geologists recognized it in the field and gives our shareholders exposure to a completely different market sector. So it's very exciting for the company.
We're running out of time, but before I let you go, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Everett, it's a sector that, talking about the uranium sector, completely beaten down. And, you know, the smart money always moves into the sectors that have been beaten down at the time that things are starting to move and turn a little more positive. So we're seeing some of that money flow into the uranium sector. So I think for the ordinary sort of man in the street, it's time to start thinking about the uranium sector. But with U3O8 Corp, we also have a foot in the battery commodity sector, which is moving, and it's one of the things of the future. And then the third component, the sort of third leg to the stool, is something completely different, these frac sands that have got a very clear destination in the Vaca Muerta Basin in Argentina.
Well, Dr. Spencer, you said it all today. You said a lot. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on, especially with your deposit down there in South America, the Laguna project. And thank you so much. I appreciate it for your time.
Thanks very much, Everett. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.